Bless the Lord. Tonight, I guess you could call it, you've heard that old saying, you want some cheese with that wine, meaning W-H-I-N-E, the whining and the complaining. With all the tremendous things that God has done in our lives, but sometimes we are great complainers. And God starts working in our lives to change us, to bring us into a greater fellowship with Him. But sometimes all He hears from us is the moaning and the groaning. Oh, Lord, just let this pass. Or why can't I do that? Or why does so-and-so still act that way? These are things God constructs, these things that do press us, that press in on us. And sometimes we miss the point that we need to look to the Lord. But sometimes what we get is a little bit of the whining that comes up. And sometimes we act like we don't believe that God actually said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is fitting. It is set up to do a good work with us. And that burden that we get sometimes, it has purpose, even when we don't see it. And God places those burdens. It's the old saying is, you know how you have to squeeze the grapes, and when you squeeze the grapes, it's supposed to produce the wine. But sometimes in us, when He squeezes the grapes, it produces the W-H-I-N-E. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. So if your life is only producing the wine, W-H-I-N-E, instead of the wonderful wine, we're supposed to be poured out wine, then we need to, I'm going to say, we need to ruthlessly deal with it. Now, for the most part, many of our precious souls here aren't whiners and complainers, but there's times, and I know, I was whining yesterday about something. wine. So, I don't know, sometimes when I get a little tired, physically tired, I get a little whiny, but that's no excuse. I need to ruthlessly deal with it. God has been so awesomely good to me personally, and I have a life of things that have been hard and whatever, but I mean, God has blessed me so much. God has blessed you so much. What are we doing? We need to really physically make sure we deal with that. But how do we go from whining to this wine, this pressed out wine? And I just wanted to kind of remind us, one of the first things is that we have to know. I mean, know, not knowledge know, but inside your soul know that God does provide. And He'll make a way to carry any burden. I don't care if it's relational, if it's physical, if it's financial. I don't care what it is. He'll make a way to carry the burden where there seems to be no way. We tend to whine when we don't see a way. We tend to whine when we can't get our own ways also. We need to be very, very careful on that. And, I mean, there's just, like I said, there's so many things that have happened in my life, like the impossible situation. I mean, I moved down here in Florida in 1977, and I moved into my house where I am right now in 1983. And there was no possible way, after all the roommates moved out, there was no possible way for me to stay in that home because I couldn't pay the mortgage payment, you know, the rent payment. But God made a way. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but it was miraculously done. And we're talking about 1983. How long ago was that? 1983, 2003, oh my gosh, it was 30 years ago. And I bless the Lord, my house is paid off. It still blows my mind. I live in a house that's paid off from a situation that was impossible. And I remember standing in my kitchen and say, God, unless you do a big fat miracle, there is no way I'm here. I'm in some little apartment someplace. And God worked it out over the years. It's just absolutely amazing. And then after a number of years of being in the house, it needed a lot of repairs. And I didn't have the money, and God worked that out. Everything from roof to floor to inside and everything, this marvelous Project Hope that came up. Just absolutely amazing. Everything, whether it's a big job like a septic repair or the washer drain that I thought was going to be another major repair, turned out it wasn't. It just was another piece that was a small part that had to be repaired. That's why the water was draining into it. You know, accidentally. So I mean, just all of these things are physical things, but the spiritual changes, the lessons. I mean, God has blessed us so, so much. Why in the world was I in my car whining about someone, you cut in front of me, how can you use your stupid signals, what kind of driver are you, and go, what the heck? It was one of those days where everything was wrong. Everything I touched. Ooh, just you can feel this thing inside of you. And it just, you know, I said, God, I got to read my own sermon here. Where's the wine? Why did I have the wine? I don't know. I just could repent. I repented. I had to go home. I had to have some quiet time. I got back in the scripture. I said, God, just bathe me. Fix me. And he did. And that's what we need to do. We need to be aware. Humble yourself down and realize sometimes you do complain. And we have, I'm looking at the people in this room, there's not a one of us in here have a good reason to complain. God has really, really blessed us so much. And we have to understand that this journey, it does have a lot of twists and turns. And some of us have been with each other for a long time on this journey. And we know that God gives us tremendous overflow of blessings and his treasures of goodness. And he doesn't wait until we're perfect. In him we have a spiritual feast and a wonderful heritage. And eventually, after all this stuff, a heavenly home. I mean, when we start looking on those things, meditate on the things above. That's what he's talking about. Not angels flapping around someplace in wings or some vain imagination about what heaven is. As we're here, it'll help buoy us up. It'll help keep us strong. Because I just sense things aren't always going to be as good. We have a lot of turmoil in our world. We have a lot of things even in our own country that have turned against God. And I don't know about you, but I read the history in the scriptures. Those that turn against God, it doesn't go well with them. And there's some people that even though they didn't turn against God, those that were the head of them, they turned against God and it went really badly for like the whole country. But we are encouraged to wake up. We're encouraged to pray more together corporately, pray more together individually, and get off of this wine. God is pressing us because he's making that good, delicious, fruitful wine. It is good. What he is doing in your life is good. And getting our minds off the earthly things, you have to know, you have to believe about God and who he is. It's not just a matter of him sprinkling sugar on everything that you do. This is a wonderful God. You have to have a relationship with him, but he expects something from you. He expects submission. He expects praise. He is due it. And sometimes we forget that. So I have some scriptures I wanted to share, these wonderful blessings God has reserved for his children. So just as a quick review tonight for just a few minutes, that we could go over this to help us get over the hump of any whining. Now, no one may have even whined today, but there's going to be a day when you might be whining instead of being the one who's being the whine. So, and in Deuteronomy 33:27, this just really, these things really helped me so that I wasn't going to be whining. I had to review this after I finished my little whining session yesterday. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he drove the enemy out from before you. He's trying to remind us you can come to him. He is the dwelling place, not a building. He is the dwelling place. And then Isaiah 41:10, and I didn't have a handout for this tonight, but you can just listen along or write some of these things down. Isaiah 41:10. This one I have to pull out upon occasion. I'll tell you, when things kind of press in. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, who is Jesus. Now, sometimes you're going to get bad news. You're going to get bad news that you were fired. Sometimes you're going to get bad news that your disability is going to be cut, or you're going to get some news that's going to affect your life drastically. You might get a news, I'm sorry, fourth day's cancer, you've got 3 months left as far as we can tell. I mean, some of these things happen in your lives. Husbands and wives die, children are lost. I mean, all sorts of things are going on. This is a tough situation down here because it is in heaven. This is the broken part. Our bodies are under a curse. This earth is under a curse. But we are not under a curse in terms of in Jesus Christ. We are redeemed. And we have to remember these things. Don't fear, I'm with you. In Isaiah 46:4. This one applies to me now. Now that I read this one, even to your old age, I shall be the same. And even to your graying years, I shall bear you. My hairdresser has removed the gray, but it's still there. So this accounts. This still accounts to me. He says, I have done it, and I shall carry you. I shall bear you. I shall deliver you. This is God speaking. He doesn't speak frivolously like we do. These are promises. He is describing to us who he is. We need to grab hold of this. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will deliver me, and this is a cry that was going out, the Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So I want you to kind of write these down. If you need a copy of it, let me know and I'll send it to you. But go over these. When you start feeling that thing rise up, that you're disappointed, that you don't know what's going on, that you feel crushed, that there's a burden, go back to these scriptures. Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. Psalm 31:19. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, whom you have wrought, meaning created, for those who take refuge in you. Don't take refuge in your vain imaginations. Don't take refuge in your friends. Don't take refuge in your bank account. All of those things, I mean, I hate to think of it, but I mean, I have tried to put a little away. I've tried to be wise. You know, you have money that pays your bills, and most of us don't have a whole lot left over and whatever, but you have a little something. Don't think that even, I mean, as many people have these wonderful retirement programs, that's wonderful. It's good. Those things are wise, and many don't. You all both need to be depending on God. If you've got nothing, you need to depend on him. If you have everything, you need to depend on him. Because I don't know about you, but in this world, it all can fold. What if it crashes and all the banks and you go there and say, I'm sorry, we don't have any money for you. It's gone. It's finished. It's all was on paper anyways. What are you going to do then? We better be practicing now and be faithful in the little things. So when the big, big, big stuff comes, we're going to be able to be practiced in depending on God. And in some... in John 14:2, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. I'm working a little bit at my house. You know, your house always has little repairs and things to do, and trying to spruce up the dead grass in the back, and I've replaced some grass and things like that, and it's kind of pretty back there. You know, I kind of like it and enjoy it. When it's done, I'll invite everyone from the church over. And but I was thinking on that, and I go, wow, I mean, this is limited. I mean, this is pretty to the eye or whatever, any of the things that we have, little new drapes or something that you put up in your home, and, you know, we appreciate that one to the other. But God is actually preparing a dwelling place for us. Now, I have no idea if there's going to be drapes in it. I mean, I have no idea what this stuff's going to look like. It's just like, God is an extravagant God. And this is where we're going to dwell with him for eternity. And I really think that his plan is going to be pretty good. So if you enjoy something down here, how much more so he has stored up for us there. But I don't live for there. I'm here with him now. But it is coming, folks. And it should help us to stay away from our whining. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to strive for more wine. You know, being pressed out, had that kind of wine rather than the meh, rah, rah. And even though we don't see each other doing it, God does. God sees us when we're frustrated. He sees us when we're angry, when we're yelling at each other or yelling at him. And he doesn't throw us away. We don't want to throw each other away, but we don't want to encourage that at all. Grab hold of yourself. And I mean, be diligent. And I think what was the word that I used earlier to ruthlessly deal with complaining. It's a door. You're going to regret it. I'll regret it. You'll regret it. It's a little crack the adversary will come through. I guarantee it. There'll be doubt in there. There'll be fear in there. There'll be anger. There'll be eventual hatred, unforgiveness. I mean, this is big. Stop right now with the complaining. So I'm going to strive for more wine rather than wine. So when I have, if somebody says you want some cheese with your wine, it's not going to be the other kind of whining. So I just I just wanted to encourage. Just a little short lesson tonight. It just struck my heart kind of deeply, because I already had prepared this a while ago, and yet yesterday I had a wine session with the Lord, and I was so puzzled. I said, God, why would that come up in me? I'm so blessed of you. I'm so taken care of you. You even with the accident with my arm, he prevented it from being more, even though it was kind of serious. Everything, every single thing in my life. He's touched, he's made better, he's changed me. Every single thing is good. How could I possibly even whine? And I didn't understand it. It just that in that moment, it was my Adam nature coming up. I guess I didn't fight it early enough. I have no idea what it was. But I thank God I could be refreshed and cleansed. I went home. I said, God, forgive me. I'm so sorry. What's going on? And I read over these things again. I went, how could I forget it so quickly? I studied it. I wrote it down. I was before you in your presence to share this. How can I not have pulled that out myself? So I know if I struggle with it, I'm working on this all the time. I know that we all do. So don't beat yourself up, but quickly get in his presence. Get clean again and truly understand with the deepest appreciation and praise the greatness of God. And I want him to squeeze every single portion to get the junk out, but to make good wine, because we are poured out wine. We're broken bread and poured out wine. That's what our lives need to be for others. And that's all worship to God. God bless you.